Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music. Please follow us online at www.ladyz.com and on all social networks at Lady Z. My next guest is the gifted virtuoso violinist, entertainer, and Juilliard and Yale alumni, Mr. Richmond Punch. With an impeccable tone and contemporary style, Richmond's music will take you on a voyage and allow your ears to get down with some of the beautiful contemporary violin music stylings. His style and tone reminds me of the late great violinist John Blake Jr. Mr. Punch plays everything from classical music to jazz, hip hop, and gospel. He has been featured in numerous magazines on various radio and television stations across our country, the United States, and is now focused on international pursuits. Mr. Punch has delighted, dazzled audience from Atlanta to Anchorage, Las Vegas to New York, and everywhere in between. He enjoyed a fabulous tour in Paris, France, and plans to visit many countries to share his passionate music. Mr. Punch, who recently performed at a gala for Idina Menzel, vocalist from Disney's Frozen concert, MPI Reach for the Stars, Event Planners Gala, Ella Lucci Bridal Tour for the National Black Wedding Magazine. He has entertained celebrity audiences such as Danny Glover, Stephen Forbes, Morris Chestnut, Jewel, Michael Bazin, Susan Taylor, Bishop T.D. Jakes, Ross Perot, Chad Ochocinco, Kirk Franklin, Kirk Whalum, Nolan Ryan, and Emmett Smith, just to name a few. Mr. Punch especially enjoys traveling the country and entertaining national Greek organizations, national conferences for senators, representatives in Congress, Jewish Community Center, and various houses of worship. So without further ado, I want to say welcome, 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 Mr. Richmond Punch. How are you today?
I'm doing so well. Z, good morning. And thank you so much for having me as a guest on your podcast.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z. I really have been wanting you to come on to my podcast and share your story with my listeners for some time now. And so thank you for taking the time to be with us today. So my first question to you is, what made you start really loving music?
First, I would say it was really early on. What made me start loving it was just the fact that I could do it all the time. And it was very much a no worries, you know, type of thing to do as a child. It was no worries. It was an escape. It was this incredible joy. So I was, and I could do it sometimes, and I'd be rewarded for good playing and good grades and all this. So I just kind of really caught on and really loved it. And not to mention, not to forget, church, being able to hear that in performance live, and then being able to at least try to figure out how to play the violin, you know? So that was, that's what really, I think that was the thing that caught me early on.
Okay, so when you mentioned that you started learning how to play by ear, did you start learning how to read music at the same time? Yes. How was your music education?
In a way, it was described to me by my, first of all, I had an amazing teacher when I was 5 years old, orchestra. So she was teaching the group, you know, not my personal teacher, but she did just an amazing job with the kids. And we were doing Suzuki Method and whatnot. But
you were doing Suzuki Method in public school?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Public Montessori, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's such a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Through a few things altogether that do not exist all in one place, which is diversity, right. Montessori, and Suzuki. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, the school was in fact diverse, and it was just, thank God I was in the right place. And we knew nothing about the music. You know, my mom, she just wanted us to have a good education. That was a waiting list process for that school, which still exists and in a new location today. And it just was a life-changing thing.
Wow. So at the age of 5, you were taking group Suzuki lessons. Now, I wonder your tone and your playing is just so beautiful. So when did you, you know, realize that you wanted to go of all places, Juilliard for music school? That's an incredibly tough school, especially for violin.
Oh, yes. And actually, my degree was in viola. Both of my college degrees were in viola, but it was very, very challenging. And I just, you know, I knew about the school from my mom taking me to my first symphony, you know, concerts, watching, like, I'm pretty sure I was watching Juilliard Sarah Chang, a Korean violinist, as you know, one of my first.
Sarah Chang graduated from Juilliard?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know that. She had a beautiful recording of Tchaikovsky's Concerto in D major that I own.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing violinist. Mm-hmm. She's amazing.
Yeah, I grew up listening to her, and that was a model to me. I didn't know until way later on that she went to Juilliard. That was,
oh, wow.
I was like 9, you know, something mm-hmm. like that, years old. I had no idea, you know.
Wow, wow, wow. That's so funny you mentioned Sarah Chang. I haven't thought about her music in a while, but she definitely has influenced me as a violinist. Absolutely, absolutely.
It was that some people were playing music, but she was never just like standing there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was always so emotional. And her content and all that. So, you know, she definitely played a big part in changing my life.
Mm. So when, as you were, you know, studying the violin, playing the Suzuki Method, playing the Bach Minuet, actually one of the songs in the Suzuki Method, I didn't know this at the time, but it was my first solo in elementary school. I think I was either a fourth or fifth grader, but I'm definitely familiar with the curriculum, which is outstanding. So my listeners should know that it really can take a young student from A to B very quickly. But how did you go from the Suzuki Method, which has a Seitz Concerto, Mozart's Concerto, Bach Minuet, to Voyage, to contemporary style? So how... describe that transition.
Oh, sure. That was very much occurred with the education that I continued to get. So I went through a pre-college program at age 9, actually founded by, and again, I didn't know that initially, at age 9 by Juilliard graduate, whose name was Arkady Fomin. He was from Riga, Latvia, over there in kind of mid to Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a program where every Saturday we did music lessons, and in the summers on weekdays. So I was in his program year round for many years, somewhere up until around about age 13, or so. So, but this is what happened with getting into contemporary. At that point, I went to the Booker T. Washington School for Performing and Visual Arts. And so I'm just immediately put into a place where church comes into alive in like a tangible way where I can see it in everyday students. So I'm hearing jazz and this and that. And I'm buying my first CD of Ella Fitzgerald or Duke Ellington, or sorry, Ella and Duke, I believe a joint recording. And Branford Marsalis. And I was also started listening to Roy
Wait
Harper.
Wait a second. Did you get the recording of Branford Marsalis performing Bacchianus Brasileiras?
My first one, I don't remember if that was on it, but my first one was Bloomington Trio, actually.
Okay. Because Branford Marsalis, he did a recording of Bacchianus Brasileiras that's just so beautiful. He plays the melody on his soprano saxophone. Mm-hmm. I had a question for you, Richmond. Getting back to the Branford Marsalis recording, what other influences can you note that have influenced your style?
Oh, sure. So I was just saying Ella Duke and Branford and Roy were some of my first recordings, but, you know, also being introduced to Kathleen Battle. I'm pretty sure I saw her in performance. Kathleen at a very early age. That was another, you know, one of the ones where you would say, I saw African Americans. Matter of fact, that also included Andre Watts,
mm-hmm.
the classical pianist. Those were early influences. And Roy, of course, being from Dallas and from the same high school. And then I was in high school and graduated with Nora Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So
Nora Jones went to Juilliard?
No, high school.
Oh, okay.
Booker T. Washington for the Performing and Visual Arts, known as the Arts Magnet, and the same high school. And then Erykah Badu, who was my camp counselor, who I later found out attended my high school.
Oh, wow. So you went to the same high school as Erykah Badu.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Miss On and On herself. Miss Baduism. Okay. Wow. So you've had such an interesting journey. Mm-hmm. So what was it like studying viola at Juilliard and Yale?
Yes, it was quite an experience. See, I tell people that today, especially minorities need to know that they have a program for minorities to visit Juilliard before it's time for college and during the high school years. I can't remember the earliest that program starts, mm-hmm. But it's, I flew to the school, I think 1 or 2 years before.
Before you applied.
Yeah, way before applying and everything. I was still in the middle of high school and was able to actually meet the, you know, admins and faculty and all this and that. And at that time, I was in a minority program for free lessons from the Dallas mm-hmm. Symphony called the Young Strings Program. So I had Juilliard students as my teacher.
Oh, and wow. Wow.
So that was that was from probably about age 14, 13, 14. And so then when I visited Juilliard, you know, by that time, yeah, I knew something about Juilliard, time. But that whole minority angle, you know, was out of this world.
Right. I had no idea that Juilliard had such programs. I'm definitely mm-hmm. going to see if there's something like that that my son can take advantage of here mm-hmm. in Los Angeles. Long Beach. So I have a question for you. I want to know, what method books did you use in those programs besides?
Oh, sure. I would say Barber did not exist yet, you know, as a mm-hmm. training book program, but I, Suzuki was in it. I did Kreutzer, you know, was in it. I did a little bit of Sevcek and okay. the Kodai methods with scales. There mm-hmm. were I was playing, you know, because I'm playing viola specifically, I was playing Lillian Fuchs.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Even her etude. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure in my Juilliard audition, I have one of her, you know, very complex and classical contemporary angled, you know, etudes. I mean, you can perform her etudes.
Oh, wow. Her.
Yeah, those are some of those, you know, those things. Of course, going through all Bach, you know, Bach is also, even though it's performance, it is, you know, very much
the partitas.
Yeah, sonatas, partitas, and the cello suites, you know, on viola. I don't think I completed the full, say, sonata partitas book, but the cello suite, definitely. I take all six of those.
So when you applied to Juilliard and Yale, you were playing viola.
That's right. That's right.
So how did you go from the viola to the violin?
Oh, sure. Well, if we go back to the Latvian violinist Arkady Fomin back when I was 9 years old, when I was 12 or 13, maybe 12, he one day walked up to me while I was doing the Southern Methodist University program, and he said, "Richmond, you know, you have large hands. Now, you should try playing the viola." And I was just kind of, it was just kind of like an, okay, you know, as a kid, you know, okay, I'll try it. And it was just like, boom, bam, you know, like, here's something that really sings, you know, to me, you know, especially, you know, I mean, obviously fingers can operate in the same way, you know, larger hands can make it easier. But I love that I was in a, like a Mariah Carey type of land with the violin. And then all of a sudden I could switch over and pretend and try to be you, Whitney Houston, you know, just in terms of the sound and the low to the high. And it was truly life-changing for me. That was one of those moments, the viola.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. So fast forward to today, you have some incredible music. Your song Voyage, is that something you wrote yourself?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. When I, you know, and I don't have the, in my training, I've learned a lot of things about ear. You know, I remember the day that my orchestra director from the Suzuki, her name was Dr. Jo Morgan Williams, and she walked in and said, or we were in class one day, and she said, "Richmond, I think you have perfect pitch." I just kind of remember that and those exact words, and I didn't know what that meant, but I didn't study, you know, jazz theory, you know, but I can hear chords and I can play chords, and I even try to, you know, play jazz chords, you know, up to sevens and nines, flat 13s and this and that, you know, suspensions or whatnot, and even break them down on violin or attempt to play them on piano. So with a pianist I was working with for that, Leslie Ratliff, we were together, and I was just like, yeah, this is, and it's a, or, you know, a flat seven. And I would, the way I approach the songs, you know, in most cases, I'm breaking the chords apart. I'm not.
Wow.
Entering violin, I'm not playing the chord as a.
Yeah, you're playing it as an arpeggio, a broken.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Right. So actually, most of my songs are probably written in some kind of arpeggio form.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. So, Mr. Richmond Punch, how did you go from the viola to the violin to, you know, your current gear setup? What are you currently using when you perform?
Oh, sure. I only got into electric maybe in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
2 years I was in the middle of being a full-time teacher and a violinist at that time. Mm-hmm. And I was just so excited in the middle school year to bring my almost 100 kids a day, you know, that when I finally, you know, got the violin in. And it was, I heard it at NAMM, the music conference.
To NAMM?
Yes.
NAMM a few weeks ago. It was my third or fourth year going this year.
Okay. I was there the previous year. That was the only time.
Okay. Okay.
And previously I had heard that violin at the, you know, in conference videos and whatnot. And I was like, oh, wow, look at what's happening with the electric violin. I'm going, okay, Gianluca Ponti, all right, Noel Pointer, okay. And now, oh, okay, and these rock violinists, you know, Mark Woods. And I'm going, wait a minute, this thing really sounds like a violin. And so it was a Yamaha, the Yamaha five strings, what I play, the YEV 105 or something is what I play. The five string, it came out just around a couple of years ago. And that has been another truly life changing moment to realize the capacity of electric violin, the appeal of it to the mass around the world, where you see it now on TV, you know, like America's Got Talent and this and that. And then I finally got pedal system I feel like works for me. So I use from Roland Music US, I use the Boss GT100 guitar pedal system. And that has, you know, been another level of, you know, really shaping, you know, who I am today. And I got that actually right before I got a job on, I got a job with Disney Cruise Line.
Oh, okay. What was that process like? And how often do you go on cruises to perform?
Oh, sure. That was my first ever cruise at employment. That was 45 days. The process, it was actually quite funny to me when I applied online. I think I thought halfway that it wasn't even a real link. You know, when I apply, I'm like, okay, I'm applying to something. Okay, I don't know if this is really Disney, you know. Then even if it was going to be lost, you know, in the internet somewhere, and nobody would ever really read this or listens to this. So I just was sending from a website. And literally, I mean, I tell people today, they have like, I think it's DisneyJobs.com, but that's where I did it, you know, the same way that I tried America's Got Talent and Apollo, those kind of things. I may have gone more in person, you know, for those, but I did the Disney online, and I got a call. You know, interviews, you know, Skyping, and then Skyping and phone, and then, you know, and then pray you get the job at the time, because the time you do that, you don't have the job yet. And then you get it, and I've done it, and it was great. Great step. And it really helped me put that electric violin together as a complete thought, you know.
Mm-hmm. Going on the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. You know, I used to use the Boss ME80 as my pedal effects board. So I'm familiar with the line. That's awesome. So, mm-hmm. We're getting towards the end of our time together. So I wanted to ask you, how can our listeners connect with you and check out your music? And if you are okay with it, I would love to share Voyage at the conclusion of this interview with our listeners so they can
hear
your composition and performance prowess. It's just so gorgeous, so beautiful. Like I said before, definitely remind me of the late, great John Blake Jr. So.
While I was at Juilliard, I want to say, because one of my really good friends actually took jazz lessons with him. People everywhere can listen to my music on all social platforms, including Spotify, Tidal, iTunes, and Amazon. I'm also on SoundCloud, and my newest CD, which is called Back That Violin Up, which you can trace the CD using that as the hashtag, Back That Violin Up. Is on Bandcamp, and you can get to it via my website, richmondpunch.net, or on Bandcamp, and you can type, Back That Violin Up, and you'll see it there. I have a total of 3 CDs right now, a gospel and 2, you know, smooth jazz with the Back That Violin Up, which came out 2 weeks ago, being more contemporary, more into hip hop as well, more forward.
Okay. That's awesome. So do you have any shout outs you want to give?
Oh, sure. Just want to shout out to my wife, the first of all, the lady of my life, Kelly Punch. She's truly been instrumental in changing my life. The people that helped me with that most recent album, Back That Violin Up, A-Stop Productions, A-S-T-O-T. There we go. A-Stop Productions is who worked with me on Back That Violin Up. It's a covers album. So we were the only, you know, pretty much the only personnel involved in that album. My photographer is great. My personal photographer is Marcus Fotog. And my personal videographer is Travis Shots, but it's T-R-A-V-I Shot. And he's my personal videographer. So just people that have helped me along the way.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show. So I have two music and a technology question. First question is Michael Jackson or Prince?
Michael Jackson or Prince?
Yes.
Oh, that's hard because I literally flip-flop between the both of them. I'm going to say Michael Jackson in a way, but maybe it's just because I never saw Prince live. And you know how musicians are with live.
Yeah, once you see somebody live, it's like you're permanently a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second question is, Apple or PC?
Oh, PC. PC, yeah. Just works for me.
Well, thank you so much, Richmond. Thank you so much for coming on the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on Vashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Vashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone and tablet device, the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music. Please follow us online at LadyZ.com and all social networks at Lady Z. And also check out Richmond Punch's music at RichmondPunch.net. And make sure you get your copy of Back That Violin Up. Hashtag Back That Violin Up. So, again, thank you so much.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verkay Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now, worldwide. Boom! In your face.